Hello, everybody. I'm Ken Smith. This is the Klamath Tribes Podcast. Today, Georgine Nelson, the Language Department Director, is here, along with our guest, Miss Indian Northwest, Leilani Wilson. You just got back from the trip to, where was it for the competition?
It was up in Portland, Oregon.
And when was that?
It was this last weekend. It was the 14th, 15th, and 16th, but the pageant was on the 13th.
How many people were in the competition?
There were seven of us, all from different tribes, one from Idaho, I believe two from Washington, and one from California / Nevada, and then the rest were from Oregon.
And then we had our own representative in yourself. So let's talk about the competition first. We have a list of questions here. Georgine will be sharing the questions with me. When you got there, how was the experience starting out? Were you comfortable? What was the competition like?
So I went up there on Wednesday, you know, just so I have time to be able to get ready for the pageant on Thursday and make sure I didn't need anything else. And then on Thursday, bright and early, we got up and we went to OMSI, because that's where our personal interview was going to be, and that's where the talent show was going to be as well. It was really fun. You know, I created a pretty strong bond with the other contestants and the directors. They were so welcoming. You know, we got gifted gifts before the personal interview started. You know, they just made us feel really welcome. It was such a positive experience, honestly. I would do it again.
Well, it's also positive when you win. Was that a surprise?
It was. I was really nervous, honestly. I was shaking a lot, you know. I was fidgeting. I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do. And when they called my name, I was like in shock and, you know, trying not to cry because I had contacts in and I didn't want them falling out. So, you know, it was really fun, you know, everyone did so good, you know, I wish all of us, you know, could get a crown and be able to represent our communities, but only one could, but I just like to say, you know, I'm grateful for all the support that I had.
Have we won this before? Has a Klamath tribal member won the Miss Indian Northwest?
I can't remember, but yes, one has, Tina Bates, my other cousin.
Oh, your cousin. Oh, yeah. It's all in the family here. So what is your responsibility now as Miss Indian Northwest?
My responsibility, you know, just go up and down powwows, you know, create a positive role model for, you know, young women and children. I just do it to all the youth, honestly, you know, have that positive role model, boy, girl. You know, it's good to have a positive role model or someone to look up to, you know, I choose that, you know, drug and alcohol free life. And, you know, I just think that's most important, you know, to show these kids, you know, they could get up and do something. They could go out, have fun. They could stick to their culture. You know, they could do all these things, you know, without drug and alcohol in their lives.
Will there be a national contest now for all the Indian winners of these pageants?
I think the next step for this one would be Miss Indian World down in Gatherings in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Miss World?
Yeah.
Wow.
Miss Indian World. That one's been going on for years too.
And you'll be in that?
Maybe. I think that might be the next step for me as well, but we'll see.
Georgine?
Leilani, it is just wonderful to have you here, and we are so proud of you for becoming our representative to the Miss Indian Northwest pageant. And so, you know, can you tell us what kind of preparations that you've done, like to get this far, like being involved in any youth activities or anything that the tribe has hosted?
Yeah, so I think one of the ways that, you know, I keep getting out of my shell, you know, being in public is being on youth council. You know, we do so many cultural events, whether that's presentations, helping out, you know, restoration, doing our Trawam ceremony. We do like a bunch of these outings in public. You know, we have to constantly introduce ourselves because everybody likes to know who we are, who our family is. And with that, introducing ourselves, you know, it inspired me to learn our Klamath, Morak, and Huskan Paiute languages, you know, because I've seen everybody else, you know, when I was younger, seeing everybody else introduce themselves in their language, I was like, well, you know, I think we all should be able to introduce ourselves, because I feel like we all look much better and more professional, you know, being out there and being able to introduce ourselves in our language, you know, introducing who we are and our family is all in our language, and, you know, translating it and showing, you know, hey, we could do it too. So being on youth council, you know, kind of started it all. I mean, other than going to powwows and doing what I normally would do, you know, before youth council, you know, I was like picking up Paiute from other reservations, because that's, you know, where we always were going. You know, I'd pick up Paiute because all the uncles and aunties, you know, would joke around and tell me, like, you know, different words, you know, this means that, you know. And that's kind of what started it, is, you know, going to different places, learning Paiute, and then joining council. You know, that started my language journey. And I found out that I really like learning languages. You know, I've learned Spanish, you know, to talk to my my grandma, because she only speaks Spanish, you know. So I learned Spanish for her, and then just keep my Klamath and Morak and Paiute down so I could be able to introduce myself and talk. So youth council is a really good one to be able to start that language journey when I was younger.
Nice. Okay. So, you know, are you a student right now? Are you attending any school or anything?
I did attend Klamath Community College. I'm taking a break right now. Mm-hmm. And then I will be starting again in the fall so I can keep my credentials up, you know, keep going strong, because I want to go to University of Oregon, go get our Klamath language, go get a teaching credit, and then, you know, be more official and be able to teach in the schools, especially in city schools, because we have a lot of Native kids in the city schools. So I want to be able to go there as well and give them the option of having another language. And if they don't want to, you know, do the Spanish classes, they could do the Klamath classes.
Nice. Okay. That sounds great. And I love that you're interested in language. And I know that you're also enrolled in our Klamath Tribe Language Department, and you've attended classes. And I've watched you out there in public introducing yourselves. And so that's, you do us all proud. Everybody who attends from our tribe always is so thankful and appreciative to our youth who are out there being royalty, being representatives, and, you know, conducting yourselves in a very positive way on behalf of our tribe when you're out there. So that's wonderful. So what type of activities are you going to be undertaking now that you're Miss Indian Northwest?
So I want to be able to, you know, go to more powwows in Washington and Idaho. Cause you know, I do go to some, but I mainly stick to Oregon and California. So, you know, I want to go reach more out to the Washington and Idaho powwows and communities. I also want to go to more community events, you know, whether that's being ours or being somewhere up north or down south. I just want to be able to go to all these communities, you know, because I'm representing us and I'm also representing all of them as well as Miss Indian Northwest. So, you know, I want to go to as many events as possible, you know, reach out to a lot of youth in like different communities, you know, hopefully make them have a spark or something, you know, to all the younger girls too, you know, that are afraid of running for royalty. I want to be able to set that example and be like, you know, when you get older, you could run for this title as well. You know, just go out there, go start now, you know, find a powwow, you know, reach out to them, tell them, you know, you're ready, and, you know, go from there, you know, hopefully to create a spark to start our next generation of royalty.
You know, being Miss Indian Northwest is a big responsibility. And I know that this is not your first title. Yeah. So how many titles have you had?
So that's a good one. I've had 4 titles. I've had Little Miss Stillwater for, I believe it was 2010 to 2011. So I was about 5, 6, maybe 7. My second one being Junior Miss Stillwater for 2017 to 2019. So I was about 12, 13, and 14. Miss Stillwater for 2021 to 2023, which was recently, which I was like 16 to 18. And then Miss Naimuma for 2023 to 24 for Portland State.
You seem like you enjoy these public affairs of getting
really
out there.
Yeah, they're fun. You know, it keeps me active. You know, like, it's just really fun, you know, being able to introduce myself and, you know, represent the tribe and my community and stuff. So, yeah.
You were going to finish with your list?
Oh, yeah. So the Little Miss, Junior Miss, and Miss Stillwater, they represent the Wintu and Pitt River people of Redding, California. And then the Portland State University, Miss Naimuma, represents the USHI, which stands for United Indigenous Students in Higher Education. So for that 1 year, I would always introduce myself saying that I represent the all of our Native students in higher education. All of the committees in that I've ran for, you know, for the Little Miss Stillwater Junior, there's the Stillwater Powwow and the Miss Naimuma Powwow had a really good big support on me for running for this crown, Miss Indian Northwest crown. So it kind of just started a big support system for me as well.
These contests you're in, you have to develop your speaking skills. You got to get comfortable in front of people and large crowds. How have you developed individually from these competitions?
I feel, you know, the way I've developed from all these competitions is that I'm not really nervous to speak in front of anyone anymore. You know, I'll have like the jitters before I go on or introduce myself, but I feel like that's kind of normal. But it kind of just flows, you know, I'm more used to it and it kind of just comes out. So I think, you know, it just helps me be able to public speak so I won't be afraid of talking in front of anyone and no matter who it is either. So it just helped me develop as a person, being able to talk to anyone.
I mean, when you decided to get involved with all this, was that part of your own personal development you were thinking of, or what was the motivation?
So for my first title, Little Miss Stillwater, you know, I was pretty young, and so my mom, she was kind of nervous, you know, like, do you want to do it? And, you know, she brought it up because my older sister, Ray Dawn, was running for the Miss Stillwater. And so she kind of inspired me to, you know, run too. I was like, well, if she's going to run, I want to run. And so, you know, my mom was like, well, you know, it's a big commitment. You got to sell your tickets. You got to do your dance. You got to, you know, talk to the judges. It's like, you got to do all this stuff. And I was like, okay, well, I could do it. And so, you know, throughout the time we had the tickets when I was younger, you know, we sold all the tickets. Me and my sister sold all of our tickets. And then we went down to Redding, California to the Wintu Casino. And we went down, or the Wind River Casino. And we did our personal interview with the judges. We did our dance portion of the pageant, and then we also did our cultural talent, and I did two verses of Fancy because I really enjoyed fancy dancing when I was younger. I mean, I still do, but that's what I did for my talent down there. So I did two verses of Fancy down there, and then turned my tickets in, and then crowning night, we were announced the winners, me and my sister Radon. We were announced Miss Stillwater and Little Miss Stillwater. So that kind of started it all, you know. It was more of my idea to run because I had that role model. It was my sister. She did it, so that was my role model. I wanted to do it next, or I wanted to do it with her. So me and her did the Little Miss and Miss Stillwater for that year, which was pretty fun. And I found a really big passion for it, you know, being able to represent. And so that's why I did the Junior Miss Stillwater the next couple of years, because I wasn't old enough to be Junior Miss Stillwater. And so, you know, I went some time without a crown, but I was still doing all the activities, normal royalty, the royalty protocols that we do at powwows and ceremonies. So I just kept up to it. I kept doing it, you know, I kept representing. And I kept getting the support, you know, oh, hey, you should be royalty. And so right when it was time for me to be junior Miss Stillwater, I went for it. And I just did the same process over for every crown.
Leilani, I've watched you over the years, and you've just done an outstanding job in representing. And you're always so polite, so courteous, and you're just out there all the time. And you're smiling and friendly. Yeah. You're just always really, you're just a good, strong representative, as your sister was, too. Mm-hmm. She was always very good. You guys are very friendly. So I know that during these competitions, you have to perform a talent. For Miss Indian Northwest, what was your talent?
That's a good one. So my talent was so I took my 5-year-old nephew with me, and we sang our colors in Klamath, and we sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Klamath. The reason why I did that is because it was a cultural talent, you know, the way we represent our tribe. And so one thing that our tribe is doing right now is rebuilding our language. So because we have all these language classes, and I was like, well, I'm going to represent that. You know, that's my strongest suit is my language, you know. And so I was like, I love teaching. So we'll just do, me and my nephew will just go up there like I'm teaching him Klamath, you know. But like we normally do in a day-to-day household, we'll just sit down on the floor on a blanket or something and just, you know, say our numbers and colors and animals, you know, go throughout this like little thing. So I was like, well, let's sing our colors in Klamath and then sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And so we, you know, had colored flowers and grass, and you know, we just went through and named our colors, and then immediately went into Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. You know, and I was dressed in a tule skirt with one of our Klamath basket hats on. And, you know, it was such a fun experience. You know, I'm just proud of my nephew as well, you know. I don't know, like, he was nervous at first. You know, in the beginning, he was pretty nervous. And I was, like, kind of, like, during rehearsals, and, you know, I was kind of nervous. You know, I was telling him, I was like, you know, if you just get nervous, just look at me. I was like, it's just going to be like a normal day at home. We're just going to be sitting on the floor, and we're just going to be looking at each other, you know, pulling the flowers up, you know, singing our songs. And he's just like, okay. And, you know, on our way to town one day, he introduced himself in Klamath, but used my name. And I was like, okay, well, how about we switch this? You know, I was working with him again, you know, Sewa Klisa and Galvasasis and then Melvin Norwest. And he was like, okay, well, Waklisi, Galvasasis, Melvin Norwest. And, you know, and then I was like, cool, now you got to translate it. So now I say, hello, my name is Melvin Norwest, and you're 5 years old. And so he would say, hello, my name is Melvin Norwest, and I'm 5 years old. And so, you know, him being able to introduce himself like that, you know, listening to just me introducing myself, because he's always at powwows with us, you know, always at these community events, you know, hearing me introduce myself, I was like, he pays attention. Even if he isn't really paying attention, he's listening, you know, he's picking up these words, you know, he's understanding how to say them, understanding what it means. So, you know, I was like, that's perfect. He could introduce himself now on the stage, you know, showing that I'm not just using him as a prop or anything, you know, I'm actually teaching him. You know, I was like caught so off guard when he introduced himself to that car. I almost like had to like pull over and be like, what'd you just say? But, you know, I just kept my cool, you know, that's good, that's good. You know, I don't think your name's Leilani though. But no, yeah, so that was my talent. You know, I went up there, we did our colors and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and went from there.
That's wonderful. I know that language is important to a lot of tribes in Indian country right now. Mm-hmm. And we are really working hard to try to make language accessible to everybody. But what's wonderful is when our youth, like you, carry that torch forward, and then you start, you know, doing what we did a long time ago in our homes. Mm-hmm. We taught the language in our home. So what you're learning, you're turning around and teaching. And so I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you for sharing how you're doing that. So in Indian country today, there are many challenges being faced. Do you have an issue in Indian country that you're championing through being Miss Indian Northwest that you want to bring light to?
You know, like I already, you know, said earlier, you know, drugs and alcohol is big. No matter where you go, no matter what reservation you're on, it is huge. It is a huge problem. And, you know, coming here, it's sad seeing, you know, our family going through all this stuff. So, like I mentioned, you know, I'm sticking to that drug and alcohol life free because, you know, I have my nieces and nephews all looking up to me, you know, taking them with me, taking them to all these places. So I'm sticking to that life, you know. I don't need none of that. Look at where I'm at. Look at where I'm at now, you know. I didn't need it once. Didn't use it once. Like, there was no room for it in my schedule at all. Like, I don't ever plan on touching it. And that's what I want my nieces and nephews to look at. Be like, she never needed it. She never had it. And then, you know, hopefully they go to their friends, you know, and be like, oh, my aunt never did this. My aunt never did that, you know. And look at what she accomplished. She didn't need any of that. And hopefully it just starts this big cycle, you know. It just stops a whole generation, you know. Like, there's no drugs or alcohol from these younger ones. I was like, and, you know, hopefully it, you know, affects some of my peers, you know, just like, oh, yeah, that is bad. That is really bad. You know, why are we doing this? And so I just want to have, you know, a drug and alcohol-free community. That's what I want. You know, it tears families apart so quick. It's sad.
Yes, I agree with you. And that is a very, very important issue to bring out, the effects of addiction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to just say thank you for bringing that spotlight to our youth, and knowing that they, you know, can do something else besides do alcohol or drug taking. We have some folks who feel like when they study language that it helps them to heal from this type of thing. So your culture becomes an important part of doing something else, like you said. I like that. Do something else. Do anything else but drugs and alcohol. Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Thank you. And so are there any specific events that you're planning on going to in the next year of your reign?
Not really. You know, I have my power schedule on, like, the normal powers I go to, you know. They're not big ones. They're just little local ones, like the Fort Bidwell Powwow. I love going to that one. I got asked to go to that one this year. I also got asked to go to this weekend, you know, to the Susanville Powwow. Like, that's a normal one I go to all the time anyway. But they, you know, they requested me to go down there, you know. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go. I love going down to this powwow. Like, community events, you know, I'm going to still go to our Veterans Dinner. You know, every third Wednesday, I'm going to go to that one. And then, you know, any of our elders' dinners or luncheons, you know, I'm going to try to make it to those. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, go to any community event that, you know, pops up, no matter, you know, if it's for the youth or if it's for the elders or if it's just a community event in general, like the powwows and stuff, round dances. You know, I just want to, you know, go to all of those. Just the normal. I find it funny saying it's just a normal thing, because it kind of is, you know, just me. It's normal to be out in my community like that, because that's what we do. That's what I've always done, you know. I'm always out in the community, not, like, you know, community events or whatever. Like, everyone knows that I'm going to be there, because I always go.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep. I've always seen you at a lot of different powwows and stuff. And, you know, when you're royalty and you're visiting another powwow, you're kind of like an extension of their committee. You become an extension of their committee, and you need to do things that help support the committee. And I've always seen our representatives out there willing to help, and you were right there front and center. So just want to say thank you for all of your service, not only to our community, but any community that you visit. You've always been that kind of person to just kind of get out there and say, I'll help.
Yeah. You know, that's just, you know, that's how all my aunties, you know, my mom especially, you know, she made sure I always got up and went and asked for help, you know, even do it. If they were like, oh, no, we don't need help, I'll just go put this chair up. Like, you know, I'll just go serve this plate. I'll just go, you know, help this elder, you know, I'll go do something. I feel like, you know, that's another thing, you know, I'm grateful that for the way that I was raised, you know, I'm not afraid to get out there and help, you know, step forward and be like, well, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to do that without anyone having to ask. You know, they will come and ask him. I'm like, oh, I was just getting ready to come up. You know, like when we have the dinners up there in Solette and Grand Ronde, I'm like, well, I'm going to just go hop anyway. You know, I'll take forward because, you know, I do have a lot of younger royalty sisters that, you know, I travel with a lot. And, you know, I see out a lot of powwows because they have their crowns and, you know, they're going step up, you know. Now all three of my youngest royalty sisters, they're all stepping up now. So now they're going from their junior miss to their miss and their little miss to junior miss. And the little one's going to the next step for a little miss. And I'm like, oh, great. I was like, I love seeing this. And, you know, it's like perfect, you know, because I'm like their role model. You know, I tell them, I'm like, hey, come do this with me. Come do this with me. And it's always, you know, come serve this with me. Come, you know, help me pass out these water bottles. Help, you know, I'm teaching them, you know, this is what, you know, the royalty protocol without actually telling them, you know, this is a royalty protocol. So now that this is just going to be their normal and be like, oh, well, we did this all the time. So let me just do this here real fast, you know. Oh, I serve these, it's dinner time. Let me just go grab a couple plates and, you know, go give it to our elders. Oh, it's pretty hot. Let's go grab some water bottles, you know, pass it out to the veterans and the elders under the elder canopy, you know. It's just making it a normal now, you know. That's kind of why I do royalty, you know, and I do these titles and hold them up is because looking at it now, I have all these younger royalty sisters looking at me and the ones that are already watching me on the sidelines, you know, this is what she does, you know, I like the positive role model. I know their parents come up to me all the time, you know, oh, my daughter's always watching you, always asking what you're doing, and like, is that normal? Does she do that all the time? And you're always saying, yeah, she does it, and, you know, it's sparking like a little, it's igniting their little flame in them, you know, to want to run. So that's kind of why I hold these titles is because I'm like, well, there's all these younger kids, you know, looking at me, so might as well just keep it going, you know, keep their, you know, igniting their flame and showing them what to do without actually showing them or, you know, telling them, like, this is what we do. So it's a good feeling in general.
And when you are royalty, it requires so much support. It's work.
Yeah.
So do you have a lot of support at home?
I do. You know, my mom and my sisters and my brother, they're all supporting me, especially during this title, you know. I, you know, faced a lot, and so, you know, they're always there picking me up, you know, just, oh, don't worry about this, don't worry about that, do you need help with this, do you need help with that. Like my brother, I was having a struggle with finding our stars for our props for singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and I couldn't find any stars. And then he ran to our DG, Dollar General, real quick, and he found wooden stars. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And then so he was like, and they're wooden. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, I'll just leave them like that. Nope. What'd he do? He just spray painted them. I didn't even know we had silver spray paint. And so he, you know, came in that next, that same night and was like, how do these work? And I was like, it works perfect. I was like, that's cool. And then we ingenuitied it. We put chopsticks on the back so we could have sticks on the bottom. So we, that's how I had my props. You could see it in the pictures too. Like you could see a green chopstick on the back with a bright silver star, you know? So that's just, you know, family. And then the community, our community helps so much, and other communities as well, you know, other tribes reaching out, asking how they could support, if they could donate, you know, where to donate to, you know. I've had such a big support system. Like, I mean, I had, what do I mean? I have such a big support system, you know. Everybody's, you know, saying how proud of the how proud they are of me, and you know, just our community as well. You know, I've seen all of them. They still come up to me, and, you know, I'm so proud of you, and I'm like, thank you, and they're like, always saying that they can't wait to see what my next event is. You know, they can't wait to see, you know, what I'm doing next. They, you know, so I just have such a big support system like around me. You know, whether that is being close family members or being the community or being other communities as well. So I just like to say thank you to all of you for that support me.
Now, you were at an event before this week started. And where were you on Monday morning early after traveling so long?
So after I made, or after I got home around 2-3 in the morning that Monday, I went to sleep, you know, got up, showered, got dressed, and I went to our language class bright and early at 10 in the morning. I had ICWA with my nieces and nephews, you know, because I helped take care of them. So we weren't there, and then I had to rush back real quick and grab my stuff. That was at like 8 and 9, and then class started at 10, so I had enough time to come home, grab my stuff, and then go straight to class. And then, you know, I was there for till about 2, learning our Klamath Modoc and Paiute languages, or our Yuhuskin Paiute language. And then I did that Tuesday as well on at 10 in the morning till 2. And then I did that on Wednesday as well. Yesterday was the, like, the longest, most busiest day I've had this so far. You know, I had class that morning from 10 to 2. I had a youth council meeting at 3, around basically like 3 to 4. And then right after, I had to go straight to town to get ready for our veterans dinner. That was like 4 to 6, you know. And it was, ouch, my knee popped. It was honestly, yesterday, even if it was busy, you know, it was really fun. It's the stuff that I normally do, stuff that I would do again. You know, I can't wait for the next classes in July. So all of you listening, you know, sign up for those classes, Klamath Modoc and Yuhuskin Paiute classes. You know, come out, learn our language. Come meet me.
Come get a picture with Miss Indian Northwest.
Yeah, I'm all for the pictures.
Well, I think we covered quite a bit today with Miss Indian Northwest, Leilani Wilson. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. And Georgine, my co-host. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you. My first time.
You've been listening to the Klamath Tribes podcast. I'm Ken Smith. We will talk again.